one comment on working with non-state armed groups. They are getting more and more numerous, they control more and more territory, and we need to be able to deal with them, which means that we need to invest in humanitarian mediation capacity, which we are, with support from some good donors. We need to train our staff on this very sophisticated diplomacy that needs to be done on the local level, in local languages, and it is possible. But then again, if you member states keep listing many of those groups that control territory and population as terrorists and make it a violation to deal with them, how can we help the people there? So I come back to Idlib or Gaza or whatever. There are a lot of bad guys with beard there, but there are many times more babies, and we need to be there to help the civilian population. And how can we not deal with de facto authorities? So that's just on contact with armed armed groups. And then on what more you can do. Well, one thing I really would welcome in the context of humanitarian law of armed conflict and the ability to stay and deliver in the worst of conflict zones is a dialogue around risk and risk transfer. Because if we are told then you have to be in all over Eastern Congo, you have to be in Western Cameroon, you have to be in Southern Ethiopia, you have to be in Idlib, you have to be in Gaza because there's a lot of suffering. But if there is any penny that goes away for corruption, if there is any touching of terrorists, if there is any so-called non-performance, if there is any sexual exploitation for any of your staff anywhere, will really come after you. So I feel it's getting more and more hard to stay and deliver in many of these areas because of these zero tolerance policies. We need to sit down and talk on this. Too often we see 200 international groups and many hundreds more national groups registered in the capital city, but when you go to Uruzgan or to southwestern Cameroon or parts of southern Ethiopia, which are the places I've been of late, there are 2, 3, 4 groups there that are able to stay and deliver, and it's getting more and more difficult to be there in the hour of greatest need for the civilian population.
Thank you very much.